This Thursday, Boise will join 78 other U.S. cities for an event that inspires local conversation on a global scale. Every year, Q Commons brings together communities from across the world for a virtual town hall meeting. Now, this collaborative gathering focuses on asking big questions, as well as creating new dialogue that encourages people to engage in discussions that will impact their culture. This year's theme is The Power of We, and it will center around ideas of hospitality and unity. It will also feature three local and global speakers. Joining me in studio to talk about this event is Stephen Sywick. He is with Q Commons. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. Great to be here.
Tell me about how this idea for Q Commons came about.
Sure. So a few years ago, there's a national organization named Q Ideas, and they're based in Nashville. They host an annual conference that is a gathering of the minds, if you will, that usually has about 2,000 attendees. And the event can be a little more expensive, and you got to get to Nashville. So they started thinking, why not do it more locally and at an affordable rate? And so that's when several of us from around the country, as you heard, nearly 80 American cities will be hosting the event in churches and gathering places just throughout the country. So I'm the host of Boise.
And Boise got involved, you said, what, 2014 or so?
Yeah, we have done this a couple times in the past, but we lapsed for a couple years. And now this year, obviously, I'm hosting it this year. And I'm really looking forward to having as many people as can attend this year.
So how does it work then? Is it because it's a virtual town hall? So is it basically like you plug into what's going on at the big conference in Nashville?
Correct. So it's a 2-hour event that night, and there's only three national speakers, and we're getting a simulcast of their conference. And meanwhile, we're also having three of our local speakers. The event recognizes that just doing one big conference is not necessarily going to speak to everyone. So we want to have local people speaking to local issues about unity and hospitality.
And what is the goal of this? I mean, is it really to just start a conversation within your own community, but then hear from other communities as well?
Right. From my perspective, you might agree with this, maybe not, but I just find that it's so challenging to have a deeper conversation with people. At least there's not necessarily a forum that you just go to where meaningful dialogue is happening. And so this is really, from my perspective, a place of meaningful dialogue. So I want to press into challenging things, and I think right now especially we're getting a lot of – this is a no-duh – we're getting a lot of really heated debates that are happening at large in media and in conversations. People don't feel like they can go deep with each other. The purpose of this night is to have a space in which we can go a little deeper, we can ask tough questions, and we can be cordial and loving toward one another without bickering and getting in too far into ideologies.
I'm speaking with Stephen Sywick. He is with Q Commons, and this will be happening Thursday, correct?
Correct.
Here in Boise,
yes.
As well as globally. You bring up a good point, though, about that idea of going deep and having deeper conversation. I think we do that with very close people in our lives, but you're right. You wouldn't just happen to meet someone and dive really deep. And is that the point of this, is to hopefully see maybe how more similar we are than different sometimes?
That's exactly right. We will have three moments of kind of stopping and talking about what we've just heard. We'll go two speakers at a time, essentially. Two speakers and then conversation at your table. Two speakers, conversation at your table. And I think what that will do is give folks an opportunity to digest what did I just hear? And now what did I agree with? What did I disagree with? And because you're in a table setting with, seven other folks, you have and some hopefully good snacks and food, you have the opportunity just to discourse about that. You know, what does that bring to your mind? And we will give about 9 minutes per conversation time for folks. So it'll be 9 minutes per speaker and then 9 minutes of conversation.
And then you will also have, how do the local speakers then fit into this as well?
And so we will go national speaker, followed by local speaker, followed by conversations at your table.
And every year there's a different theme. So this year
Correct.
It is the power of we.
Correct.
So talking about unity, inclusion, where did that theme come from?
Essentially, the hosts vote. So over the summer, all of us hosts, nearly 100 of us, we voted on what do we think should be the overarching idea of this. And again, it's no surprise that right now in America, we are completely we're split mm-hmm. down the middle. And so we wanted to say, well, what can be a gathering place? What would that look like? And we kept thinking of hospitality was a big word. And so then from a local context, it was our challenge to find people who could speak to hospitality, who were doing it. So that was one of my favorite parts of hosting this already, has been just finding the three local speakers who I believe elevate and actually do hospitality very well in our city.
So speaking of those three mm-hmm. speakers, what will they be speaking on specifically?
Sure. So I'm going to pretty much have them tell their stories and then have them encourage us as an audience to not just follow their steps, but to do their to do what the audience members feel empowered to do. And that would be, I've got three speakers here locally that I found. James Derrickson, he's an owner and founder of a barbershop called the Kingsman Grooming Company. He's an amazing guy. He's super passionate also about educating homeless men to become barbers. So elevating them out of that space and into a great profession. That's one of his passions. Ben Boast, he's a co-founder at the Love and Transformation Institute. He's super passionate about helping marriages and young people understand the meaning of love. Mm. Heather Welton, she's awesome. She's an owner of Tony's Place, which is a hostel in Boise. And so she gets wealthy European travelers. She gets vagabonds and nomads.
She gets wealthy people.
All over the place of different types of people. But she's oftentimes an entry point into Boise for people. So she's one of our champions of hospitality, even though we might not necessarily recognize that.
So it's really really figuratively and literally speaking about hospitality and how you welcome people into a community, but then a jumping off point of a broader perspective of you can't just welcome and then turn someone away.
Yes. And I am very big. I would not host this event if it wasn't for we've got to be activators on what we hear. I mean, conferences, that's the struggle is like, what do I do with this information? Mm-hmm. And we will have take home practical, like, would you be willing to at least host a family in your house for dinner that you don't know? Things like that we're going to encourage our audience to do as a takeaway from that evening.
And that was my next question is that, you know, this is all lovely and good and a need to have that conversation. But a lot of times, once an evening like this is over, you go home and you go back to your regular life. So how then do you implement the mission?
Yeah. And there's no doubt that even with any good idea, the amount of busyness in people's lives is just going to prohibit them from taking it and doing it. But I do hope that not only will you hear great talks and then be encouraged by the dialogue you're having, but you'll hopefully be so encouraged by it that you'll see other people in our city. Mm-hmm. I always love this when this happens. Other people in our city want our city to excel. We want to be known for something great. And I think one of those great things that we could be known for is hospitality, is unity, that we can talk across party lines, that we can talk to people who believe what we believe, don't believe what we believe. And we can do that in a loving and engaging way.
And what's interesting, too, is it's not just this conversation happening in Boise. There are 78 other locations outside of Nashville that will be participating in this on Thursday. So is that part of it as well? Is it's having if you're looking at, you know, this amount of cities, and so then however many citizens are participating in this, maybe a domino effect as we go across the country?
I hope it's a groundswell. I mean, that would be from a national level. Yes, that's what we're hoping is that our cities do begin at least some sort of like, hey, Kew Commons, I think that's the thing where you can have open and honest dialogue and everyone is still okay.
And civilized conversation.
It's civilized, yes.
So how do people, if they want to participate on Thursday evening, how do they do this?
Okay, you would go to Kew Commons, that's the letter Q, qcommons.com/Boise, obviously for our city. But you can just go to qcommons.com. People listen. There's ones happening in Washington and Nevada and Oregon. So qcommons.com/Boise. We are having it. Our our hosting venue is at North End Collective Church in downtown Boise, and they can show up the evening of Thursday at 7 p.m. We do door tickets at the door.
So people can just show up.
Correct.
And participate.
Correct.
Well, I want to thank you for coming in today and talking about this. This is not something I'd heard of before, so I appreciate the conversation.
Thank you for the time. That means a lot. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
My guest today, Stephen Sywick, he is with the Boise chapter of Q Commons. It will be happening Thursday evening, 7 p.m. in downtown Boise. We will also put your website on our website
Thanks,
so people
Gemma.
Can link to it. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you.